The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crushgasm, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRPodcastNetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents One-on-Ones. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and happy March Madness Day.
Yeah.
If you're watching this live, then you don't watch March Madness. If you do watch March Madness and you're watching this live, then thank you for dedication. And this is my friend Harvey. Say hello, Harvey.
Hello, Harvey. Hi. This is a fun day. We're going to talk. We're going to do a bracket that is near and dear to my heart. I am an 80s kid to my core, so this is going to be fun. I'm ready to talk about this one.
All right, so Harvey got a little bit upset of the two other members of the podcast network when they did this bracket. He said, and I quote, "I'm going to fix what they broken." That's not a real quote.
That's not what I said.
Paraphrasing the shot of that. Right. I actually forgot what he quoted. We said, right. But he is going to fix what they broke. So we are going to do the Varsity's 80s TV show bracket. All right. Harvard knows how this goes, but if you're new, this is how it goes. The highest seed will always play the lowest seed. There's a bye in the fourth round in the quarterfinals. If there's a matchup Harvard doesn't like or doesn't want, he's allowed to give to me, but he got to realize that could be consequential because the highest seed always play the lowest seed. You never know who's going to play who. And so I tell you, just like always, I did not make these rankings. This time, I cannot blame Rotten Tomatoes, even though Rotten Tomatoes rankings suck monkey balls. They did. Every cartoon was 100%. I don't know why it was like that. Literally, every cartoon was 100%. I could not do that.
Cartoons. Cartoon is going to be just what she's like, your favorite, what you love. So
no, I wasn't doing a cartoon, to be 100%. So what I did was I did use IMDb, which is a little better ranking. Okay, so I got the matchups from the most popular to 250 popular IMDb shows of the 80s. I made two brackets. I made the 80s varsity bracket and then JV bracket. Varsity has the higher rankings. JV has lower rankings. These are the shows that did not make either. Galactica 1980, Live with Kelly and Mark, which is a different show back then.
Right.
Okay.
Regis and Kathy Lee. That's what it was originally. Yeah.
The Master, Pink Lady, Entertainment Tonight, and for some reason they thought out of all the shows, this was the worst show, The Bold and the Beautiful.
Really? That's interesting. The 80s was like... Soap operas were huge in the 80s, man.
They thought that was the worst show. Right. Wow. Okay. So, no, two more things, right? One, I will say one more thing. One, I put the show in the year they came out. So some of these could be, quote-unquote, 90s shows. And I understand that. But they came out in 1989 or 1988, 87, is on the 80s bracket. I'm not going to go through every show. Like, this should go here. No, the date they came out is where they came, where they went. Okay. And I actually do have a 90s and 2000s bracket, just to say. All right, Harvey, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, I need to pick two of the four.
All right.
Perfect Strangers, 1986. Mm-hmm. Designing Women, 1986. 21 Jump Street, 1987. Murder, She Wrote, 1984.
Okay. 21 Jump Street's definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. And the other, you said Perfect Strangers and Designing Women.
And Murder, She Wrote.
And Murder, She Wrote. 80s. Hmm. I'm going to pick Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote. Nah, nah. Sorry, last song.
Yeah. It don't fit at all. But
it is not. None of those lyrics goes to the show at all. at all. But I love the song, though. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get into the bracket. Got mm-hmm. This is what IMDb thought was number one show of the 80s.
Okay.
At the highest ranking of the 80s. Number one, The Joy of Painting, 1983. The Bob Ross.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
Versus number 100, Hey Dude. Now, I want you to think about that while I say one more thing. Now remember what I had to say. Every last type of show is on this bracket. Drama, comedy, cartoons, game shows. Everything is on the bracket. Even I think a wrestling show is on here as well. Okay. So every last one of these shows on the bracket. So you're going to have a mixture of a lot of shit. So just letting you know. Okay. So The Joy of Painting or 21 Jump Street? I'm sorry. Joy of Painting or Hey Dude.
Joy of Painting or Hey Dude. I'm going to go with Bob Ross.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you already have a different record than them.
Then right, everybody,
The Joy of Painting will play Murder, She Wrote in the next round. Mm-hmm. Number two, Seinfeld, 1989 versus number 99, Kiss Incorporated, 1984.
Seinfeld is not an 80s show. And I'm not blaming you, but just because it's not something we know from the 80s. It's something we know from the 90s. So Kids Incorporated.
All right. Number three, Dragon Ball Z, 1989, sorry. Versus number 98, Garfield and Friends, 1988.
Mm. I don't even really consider Dragon Ball Z was when? What year?
1989.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like an 80s thing. That feels like a 90s thing. The other one was what?
Garfield and Friends was 1988.
Mm. Garfield.
All right. Number four, The Simpsons, 1989. Mm-hmm. Versus number 97, America's Most Wanted, 1988.
America's Most Wanted.
Wasn't a big fan of Simpsons, huh?
I was, but I don't even, that doesn't feel like 80s at all. That came off of another show. That came mm-hmm. off of the Tracy Ullman show. And took, mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't feel, yeah, that doesn't feel like 80s.
And the Tracy Ullman show is either on here or JV. I'm not sure what, but no, I remember seeing it. Number five, Star Trek Next Generation. Or number 96, Galactica 1980. Oh, I did put on that on there. Okay.
Star Trek.
And Star Trek will play 21 Jump Street in the next round. Mm-hmm. Number six, Frontline, 1983. First number 95, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, 1981.
Spider-Man.
Oh, you're going upset crazy right now, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Number seven, American Experience, 1987. First number 94, Mama's Family, 1983.
Mama's Family.
Also, I want to make sure I say this as well. I tried, the good thing about the IMDb database for popular or shows like in movies, that you could actually put it, just have American movies and TV shows as well. So I try my best to have just American TV shows. Now, some can be from there, but I try my best to just have American TV shows as well. All right, number eight, Mystery Science Theater, 3000, 1988. Version number 93, Family Ties, 1982.
Family Ties.
Number nine, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, 1985. Version number 92, Remington Steele, 1982.
Remington Steele.
Ooh, really? I thought you was the fan of Alfred Hitchcock.
I am, but Alfred Hitchcock doesn't feel 80s to me. The show is just his name. It wasn't his stuff. It was... He's 50s, 60s. He's Psycho. He's The Birds. Mm. He's not 80s to me, but that's just my thing.
Okay. Number 10, Robotech, 1985. Version number 91, V, 1984.
Oh, goodness. V was amazing. Definitely V.
Okay. was 1984 version better than the version that came out? Because
the original is the best.
Okay, just saying. Mm-hmm. Number 11, Reading Rainbow, 1983. Verse number 90, The Greatest American Hero, 1981.
Oh, that's painful. Oh, wow. That's two of my favorites. Mm-hmm. But, oh, wow. Wow.
And you can't go off theme songs, too, because both fire theme songs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Okay, Greatest American Hero. Mm-hmm. That hurts me a lot. But okay.
All right. Number 12, Police Squad, 1982. Verse number 89, Out of This World, 1987.
Out of This World. I loved that show. It had a great theme song too. Mm-hmm. Out of This World is my pick.
So it's the second time somebody didn't pick Police Squad. I mean, was the movie just better?
Police Squad was okay. The movies were much better. And the movies were so much funnier when they actually did them. No.
All right. Number 13, The Wonder Years, 1988. Mm-hmm. Number 88, Spencer for Hire, 1985.
Ooh. I mean, it's definitely The Wonder Years, but Spencer for Hire was good, too. Mm-hmm. But that's 80s. Kids, it's definitely Wonder Years. Yeah.
The Wonder Years will play Kids Incorporated next round.
Yeah.
Number 14, Jeopardy, 1984. Version number 87, Unsolved Mysteries, 1987.
Mm. Unsolved Mysteries.
Wasn't a big Jeopardy fan? Not a big Jeopardy fan?
I was, but it's a game show. I don't even, that doesn't feel 80s to me. Wheel of Fortune feels more like 80s to me.
Which is on the JV record. Yeah,
Price is Right. Like, if you're going to do game show, there's other ones. Sale of the Century. There's other ones, but yeah.
Okay. Number 15, Fairy Tale Theater, 1982. Version number 86, Square Pegs, 1982.
Square Pegs. It's not getting far, though. Sex in the City, way, way, way before.
All right. Number 16, Crime Story, 1986. Verse number 85, Monsters, 1988.
Crime Story.
All right. And Crime Story will play Garfield and Friends in the next round. Number 17, Tour of Duty, 1987. Verse number 84, The All New Mickey Mouse Club, 1989.
Tour of Duty.
Wasn't friend of young Brittany and Justin?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm trying to think. Late 80s, what? I'm born in 74, so 88, 89, I'm 13, 14. No. That's not me.
All right. Tour of Duty will play America's Most Wanted in the next round.
Mm-hmm.
Number 18, American Masters, 1985. Version number 83, Beetlejuice, 1989, the cartoon.
American Masters.
And American Masters will play Spider-Man and his amazing friends. Number 19, It's Your Move, 1984. Versus number 82, Glow, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, 1986.
Glow.
Was this Glow better than the remake?
The original was campier. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't as sexual per se. This one was just ladies wrestling. Yeah, it wasn't, but it was cool. It was still good.
Number 20, China Beach, 1988. Mm-hmm. Version number 81, Misfits of Science, 1985.
China Beach. Loved China Beach.
All right, and China Beach will play Mama's Family in the next round. Number 21, Hill Street Blues, 1981. Mm-hmm. Verse number 80, The 13 Ghosts of Scooby Doo, 1985.
Hill Street Blues.
And Hill Street Blues will play Family Ties in the next round.
Damn it.
Number 22, Inspector Morse, 1987. I hope I said that right. Original was 79, ALF, 1986.
ALF. Inspector Morse was British, I think. Or it was on, it was definitely like on PBS or something. ALF is 80s, though. You got to go ALF.
All right. Number 23, Quantum Leap, 1989. Versus number 78, The Cosby Show, 1984.
Cosby. Cosby was number 84?
78.
78. Cosby Show. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Number 24, The Golden Girls, 1985.
Wow.
Versus number 77, from the Tales from the Dark Side, 1983.
Oh, I love Tales from the Dark Side. That intro was creepy as hell.
Wasn't that the forest you gotta go through?
Yeah, and then it got and then it turns and it's dark. Mm-hmm. It's it's still Golden Girls, though.
Thank you for being a friend.
You still haven't watched the show yet,
though. I have not. I mean, so I haven't watched the show for 2 days ago? No.
I thought maybe you slipped in an episode. It could have worked out.
Not yet, anyway. Mm-hmm. The Golden, to tell you the thing, but I do know about things that happen, like the certain pop culture things that happen on right. Golden Girls. I do know about the STD. Episode. I didn't know about some couple of episodes, but yeah,
it was just really funny. It was like the first time that it was a whole cast of women, older women. It's a really well done show. You'll watch an episode.
The Golden Girls will play Remington Steele in the next round, though. Mm. That's like a porno. Anyway, number 25, Zubily Zoo, 1986. Versus number 76, Generations, 1989.
Generations. Is that's a soap opera too, isn't it? Generations.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
But Zubily Zoo, I gotta take that.
That was some of the creepiest makeup and costumes I've ever seen in my life.
Yo, man. Cartoons weren't always made for kids. Sometimes this stuff is this animated or stuff is some weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember Zubily Zoo.
But Zubily Zoo will play V in the next round. Number 26, Pee Wee Playhouse, 1986. Mm-hmm. Versus number 75, Max Headroom, 1987.
Max Headroom. That's as 80s as it gets. Max Headroom is the TV screen, the weird. Yeah. Pee Wee was all right. The movie is more 80s than the show, at least to me, even though that's where we get.
Sticky floors?
You're so nasty. You're so ridiculous.
I mean, he did it.
He didn't do it wearing the TV Herbert outfit. I will say, I think that's the first. I think Morgan Freeman was on that show. He was like the mailman or something. So
no. It wasn't Morgan Freeman. What's his fucking name? Morpheus.
It's not. Did I say Morgan Freeman? No, he's too old to have done that. Yeah. No, it's not Samuel L. Jackson. We mixed them all up. That's terrible. Yeah. This is terrible. Him. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Because all people look alike. All right, number 27, Sledgehammer, 1986. Mm-hmm. Versus number 74, Jim, 1985. And I'm pretty sure that's Jim
this is a hard one in regards to and for cartoons. Like the 80s had the best cartoons, He-Man and Thundercats and Gem and the Holograms. Sledgehammer was, I'm gonna go with Gem, but Sledgehammer was like typical. Bad cop show. The cop was an idiot. It was just typical 80s. So, Gem goes. Yeah.
Number 28, Married with Children, 1987.
Yep.
Versus number 73, Stingray, 1986.
Married with Children.
Again, I told you before, but for the longest time, I didn't know the show was called Married with Children. I thought it was called Love and the Marriage. Got the truth of longest fucking time. Song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of theme song, Mario Children will play the greatest American hero in the next round.
Ooh, theme song.
Mm-hmm. Number 29, Paradise, 1988. Versus number 72, Miami Vice, 1984.
Miami Vice was what rating?
72.
That's insane. It's Miami Vice, though. Mm. It's definitely Miami Vice. Definitely.
Number 30, Voyagers, 1982. Worst number 71, Magnum P.I., 1980. Wow.
These shows are just, it's Magnum P.I., easily. What year did it say Magnum P.I. came out?
1980.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number 31, Tales of the Gold Monkey, 1982. Versus number 70, the A-Team, 1983.
Wow.
A-Team. Got a lot of tales in the 80s, some kind of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Number 32, Dungeons and Dragons, 1983. Versus number 69, 30-something, 1987.
30-something. They, whoever did this list, did it backwards.
So, like, none, so again, they gave me the most popular,
right,
TV shows, and I ranked them by their IMDb score.
Right. No, I hear you. Yeah, it's crazy, these numbers.
Good. Yeah. They didn't have good scores. I mean, so they had good scores being varsity, but they didn't have good scores.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 33, DuckTales, 1987, versus number 68, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, 1983.
Say that again.
Number 33, DuckTales, 87, mm-hmm, versus number 68, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, 1983.
He-Man.
Ooh. Over DuckTales. That's a hard one.
Not only was He-Man, it was so good, they spun off and they did She-Ra. Master, mm-hmm, that was fire. That was one of the biggest cartoons of that decade.
And I'm pretty sure She-Ra is either JV or Varsity too. So, you know. Number 34, The Transformers, 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Versus number 67, 48 Hours, 1988.
What was the first one?
The Transformers, 1984.
Transformers.
There's more to meet the eye.
Yeah, definitely.
The Transformers will play Out of This World in the next round.
Mm.
Number 35, Tales from the Crypt, 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Versus number 66, The Yellow Rose, 1983.
Tales from the Crypt, man. HBO was on fire. Tales from the Crypt was good.
Tales from the Crypt will play Unsolved Mysteries in the next round. Number 36, Saint Elsewhere, 1982. Version number 65, Mission Impossible, 1988.
Saint Elsewhere.
And Saint Elsewhere will play Square Pegs in the next round. Number 37, Cheers, 1982. Version number 64, Fridays, 1980.
Cheers.
And Cheers will play Glow, the Glorious Ladies of Wrestling in the next round. Number 38, Voltron, Defenders of the Universe, 1984. Version number 63, Adventures of the Gummy Bears, 1985.
Oh, wow. Gummy Bears. First, what was the first one?
Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
It's got it's Voltron. I had that toy, man. Lions put them together. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Well, 80s. Voltron will play Alf in the next round. Mm. Number 39, Fraggle Rock, 1983. Version number 62, Not Necessarily Their News, 1982.
Not Necessarily the News. First one again?
Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock.
Picking Fraggle Rock?
Yep.
All right, and Fraggle Rock will play The Cosby Show in the next round.
Mm.
Number 40, Thundercats, 1985. Version number 61, Muppet Babies, 1984.
Thundercats all day.
I will play Thundercats as well. However, the Muppet Babies theme song is better. I'll say that right now.
I don't know about. Oh, I love the. Oh, the Thundercats theme. Thunder.
They went hard for that fucking Muppet Babies theme song. Thundercats will play Max Headroom in the next round.
Okay.
Number 41. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 1987.
Mm-hmm.
Versus number 60, Thunder the Barbarian, 1980.
Thunder the Barbarian. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will play Jim in the next round. Number 42, Werewolf, 1987. Ranking number 59, In the Heat of the Night, 1988.
In the Heat of the Night.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Mr. Tibbs. Even though it wasn't, yeah, it was. Who was this? The other guy playing that part in the show. Forgot his name.
Number 43, Wise Guy, 1987. Mm-hmm. Ranking number 58, MacGyver, 1985.
MacGyver.
Number 44, The Equalizer, 1985. Mm-hmm. Versus 57, Moonlighting, 1985.
Moonlighting. Equalizer was a show, though. It was a British show first, then an American show, then Denzel does the movie, then
Queen Latifah.
Latifah's doing the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 45, Newhart, 1982. Mm-hmm. Versus number 56, The Real Ghostbusters, 1986. Now, I didn't know that somebody took the Ghostbusters name and made it to a cartoon first.
Well, they had to change the title.
Yeah, so Newhart or The Real Ghostbusters?
Newhart.
I wonder what kind of legal shit that happened with that, because something had to happen
to change it to The Real. That's interesting. But
Newhart versus Miami Vice in the next round. Number 46, Cover Up, 1984. Versus number 55, Chippendale Rescue Rangers, 1989.
Chippendale.
Number 47, G.I. Joe, 1985. Mm-hmm. Versus number 54, Super Dave, 1987.
Oh my God, G.I. Joe all day.
G.I. Joe will play Magnum P.I. in the next round.
Wow.
Number 48, Midnight Caller, 1988. Ranking number 53, Rags to Riches, 1987.
Rags to Riches.
Mm-hmm. Rags to Riches moves on. Next, we have number 49, The Twilight Zone, 1985. Versus number 52, The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, 1988.
Let's go Winnie the Pooh.
Oh shit! Not see that coming. Mm-hmm. More of a Winnie the Pooh fan or less of a Twilight fan?
The good Twilight wasn't the good Twilight Zone. The good Twilight Zone had happened already, and it's just them trying to bring it back. It wasn't the original.
But it back like three other times. Like, just, I mean, that's one of the most remade shows of all time.
Exactly. So that one, that's not 80s. That's just, let's just do this again.
All right, last but not least in this varsity, number 50, The Young Riders, 1989, versus number 51, Night Court, 1984.
Night Court. Doo, 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 doo. You could do a whole bracket on just the 80s, on best 80s themes. Like, you could.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Night Court will play the 18. Adventures of Winnie the Pooh will play 30-something. Rags to Riches will play He-Man. Chippendales will play In the Heat of the Night. And Moonlighting will play MacGyver.
Okay.
Ready for round two?
Let's do it.
All right. The Joy of Painting or Murder, She Wrote?
Murder, She Wrote.
Again, every time I hear that song, I just want to sing the song, but it's not the same song. Star Trek. Okay. It does it. Yep. Star Trek Next Generation or 21 Jump Street?
21 Jump Street.
Both came out the same year. Good for them. Yeah. The Wonder Years or Kids Incorporated?
Wonder Years.
And The Wonder Years will play Murder, She Wrote in the next round. Crime Story or Garfield and Friends?
Crime Story.
Crime Story will play 21 Jump Street. Tour of Duty or America Most Wanted?
America's Most Wanted.
American Masters or Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends?
Spider-Man.
China Beach or Mama's Family?
Mama's Family.
Okay. Hill Street Blues or Family Ties?
Oof. Family Ties.
Okay. The Golden Girls or Remington Steele?
Golden Girls.
And Golden Girls will play America's Most Wanted in the next round. Zubly Zoo or V?
Zubly Zoo.
And Zubly Zoo will play Spider-Man's Amazing Friends in the next round. Married with Children or The Greatest American Hero?
Greatest American Hero.
Yeah, you lucky kids. You got to work a 15-hour, 1,000 shift a day. If he heard that, he would be mad at you. The Transformers are Out of This World.
Transformers.
And the Transformers will play Mama's Family in the next round. Mm. Tales from the Crypt or Unsolved Mysteries?
Tales from the Crypt.
And Tales from the Crypt will play Family Ties in the next round. St. Elsewhere or Square Pegs?
St. Elsewhere.
And St. Elsewhere will play The Greatest American Hero in the next round. Cheers or Glow, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling?
Cheers.
Voltron, Defender of the Universe, or Alf?
Voltron.
Oh. All right. Fraggle Rock or The Cosby Show?
Cosby Show.
And Cosby Show will play Cheers in the next round.
Wow. Juggernauts.
Mm-hmm. Thundercats or Max Headroom?
Thundercats.
Oh. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Jim?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Turtles in the Half Shell. Turtle Power. I'm going to be doing a lot of these. I'm going to do it right now. Yes. Newhart or Miami Vice?
Miami Vice.
All right. Miami Vice will play Voltron in the next round. G.I. Joe or Magnum P.I.?
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
G.I. Joe or Magnum P.I.?
Ooh. Magnum P.I.
But I say you got the Army or the Crush Dash. Magnum P.I. will play Thundercats in the next round.
Wow.
Night Court or the A-Team?
A-Team.
And the A-Team will play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the next round. The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh or 30-something?
30-something.
Rags to Riches or He-Man, the Masters of the Universe?
He-Man.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers or In the Heat of the Night?
Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale will play 30-something. That means that whatever wins at his next matchup will play He-Man in the next round. Moonlighting or MacGyver?
Moonlighting.
All right. And Moonlighting will play He-Man. Now we're on round three. Your highest seeded TV show will all make it a bye into the quarterfinals.
All right.
The Wonder Years or Murder, She Wrote?
Wonder Years.
What would you do if I sing out of tune? Yeah, I stopped it because copywriting, but there you go. Wonder Years will be your bye into the quarterfinals. Mm-hmm. Crime Story or 21 Jump Street?
21 Jump Street.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good song. All right. The Golden Girls are America's Most Wanted.
Golden Girls.
And Golden Girls will play 21 Jump Street in the next round. Zubily Zoo or Spider-Man and Amazing Friends?
Zubily Zoo.
All right. The Transformers or Mama's Family?
Transformers.
Tales from the Crypt or Family Ties?
Family Ties.
And Family Ties will play Zubily Zoo in the next round. Saint Elsewhere or The Greatest American Hero?
Greatest American Hero.
And The Greatest American Hero will play the Transformers in the next round. Cheers or The Cosby Show?
Cosby.
All right. Voltron, Defenders of the Universe, or Miami Vice?
Miami Vice.
Both came out in 1984. Good. Thundercats or Magnum P.I.?
Thundercats.
And Thundercats will play the Cosby Show in the next round.
Damn it.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the A-Team?
A-Team.
And the A-Team moves on. Not yet. I don't know yet. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers or 30-something?
30-something.
Moonlighting or He-Man Masters of the Universe? And whoever wins will play Miami Vice.
Say it again.
Moonlighting or He-Man the Masters of the Universe?
Moonlighting.
All right. And Moonlighting will play Miami Vice, which means that 30-something will play the 18. All right, we're on round four. The Wonder Years All-Mega has a bye in the quarterfinals. The bottom part of the bracket will get a bye to the semifinals. The Golden Girls or 21 Jump Street?
21 Jump Street.
And 21 Jump Street will play the Wonder Years in the next round. Zubily Zoo or Family Ties?
Family Ties.
You took the Zubily Zoo as far as it can go, buddy.
Yeah.
You definitely, you tried. You tried. The Transformers or The Greatest American Hero?
Transformers.
And the Transformers will play Family Ties in the next round. Thundercats or The Cosby Show?
Cosby Show.
All right, Cosby Show moves on. Moonlighting or Miami Vice?
Miami Vice.
All right, which means that Miami Vice will be your bye into the final four. However, whoever wins out of this bracket, mismatchup, sorry, will play the Cosby Show. 30-something or A-Team?
A-Team.
All right, so the A-Team will play the Cosby Show. That means Miami Vice automatically moves on to the final four. When the quarterfinals, let's see what other three shows will make the final four. The Wonder Years or 21 Jump Street?
Wonder Years.
All right, Wonder Years moves on. Are you playing the Wonder Years thing? I hear it. Yeah. All right, the Transformers or Family Ties?
Family Ties.
And Family Ties will play the Wonder Years in the next round, which means whoever wins will play Miami Vice on this next matchup. The A-Team or the Cosby Show?
Cosby Show.
And the Cosby Show will play Miami Vice. So your final four is Family Ties, the Wonder Years, the Cosby Show, and Miami Vice. Like always, I do this bracket for myself. So we're going to compare. However, the audience can compare which the things that you're supposed to fix. With Casey's and Amanda's. So let's do Casey's and Amanda's first. How many of your final four you think you have in common with their final four?
I don't see. So wait, my mind was.
Yours was Family Ties, the Wonder Years, the Cosby Show, and Miami Vice.
None.
You actually have one.
We do?
Yep, the Wonder Years.
Okay, okay, I could see that. I know they weren't going to get the Cosby Show, wasn't going to make it through. Family Ties wasn't going to make it through. Maybe with Casey, but no. No, I could see that. I could see Wonder Years.
Their final four was DuckTales, Sue, the Wonder Years, Married with Children, and the Golden Girls. Mm. Those are their final four. Mm-hmm. Now, go to my final four. How many of your final four is with my final four?
Well, I thought I was going to get one cartoon through. It didn't work out. And I imagine that yours is pretty heavy with animated stuff. I would think maybe you have the Cosby Show. So I'll say one.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I do have the Cosby Show. Also have Dragon Ball Z because I'm a big-ass
right.
nerd.
Right, yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and right. DuckTales. Sulu.
Yeah,
all
right. I figured that.
So although this is not about me, this is about you. Your highest seeded will go to your highest, your winners of these matchups will go to the finals. The loser will go to the third place game. You have a ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So the Wonder Years or Family Ties?
Wonder Years or Family Ties? I think I would have to go with the Wonder Years.
All right. So the Wonder Years go to the finals. Family Ties will go to the third place game. We have the Miami Vice or Cosby Show.
Miami Vice.
Oh, that surprised the shit out of me. All right.
In terms of the 80s, there's very few shows that fit everything. The way they, you didn't watch it. This is before your time, but these people, the way they dressed, everybody started wearing these bright ass blazers, rolled up stuff. The Phil Collins song In the Heat of the Night, there's a scene in them driving and that song played. It's like the instrumental in Belly.
Mm-hmm.
It's that same kind of feeling. Like the song is just playing and it's the Miami night. Like it's, you don't understand. Like they took over the 80s for a minute. Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas took from, it was, that was it. So all right. Even bigger than Cosby, even bigger.
Okay. So let's do the third place game first. Harvey, you just went through 104 TV shows of the 80s. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what the third best TV show in this bracket is. Is it number 78, The Cosby Show, 1984? Or number 93, Family Ties, 1982.
It's Cosby.
All right. Cosby's number 3, Family Ties, number 4. But it's not about third. It's about the best. What is the best TV show of the 80s? It's number 13, The Wonder Years, 1988. Or number 72, Miami Vice, 1984.
Wonder Years, Miami Vice. Ooh. I'm going to go with Miami Vice.
All right. So number 1, Miami Vice. Number 2, The Wonder Years. Number 3, The Cosby Show. And number 4, Family Ties. How do you feel about that?
I feel like there's shows missing, but it's probably in the other bracket. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff. Well, you wouldn't know, but like there's other shows that I loved more than both of those. Like L.A. Law and other stuff. So.
Well, I was going to get into... Mm-hmm. The JV, JV stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. So, thanks, Harvey, for doing this one. But I do want to go on to get with some stuff, some TV shows, some popular TV shows that I think popular that's on JV,
right?
That didn't make varsity because the ratings was too low,
right?
On IMDb.
Okay.
So we have Baywatch, which was a play-in, basically.
Okay.
Three's a Crowd, Smurfs, The Tracy Ullman Show.
Smurfs.
Webster.
Webster.
L.A. Law.
L.A. Law.
Matlock.
Mm-hmm.
Saved by the Bell.
Mm.
WWF Superstars.
Okay.
T.J. Hooker.
T.J. Hooker.
Simon and Simon.
Simon and Simon.
Freddy's Nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
America's Funny Home Videos.
Mm.
Different World.
Mm.
Roseanne.
Hold on a second. Different World was so low, it didn't make it.
What? 1987.
No, I mean, the ranking was so low, it didn't make it into the original. It didn't make it into the varsity.
It didn't make it to varsity, yes.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So what else? Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Jake and the Fat Man.
Mm-hmm.
Give Me a Break.
Mm-hmm.
Cops.
Yep.
Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown. Murphy Brown.
Doogie Howser.
Doogie.
Knight Rider.
Wow.
Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere.
Amen.
I definitely need to do that. I definitely need to do the JV.
I'll
be doing both. I did this one. I'll definitely do the JV one.
Major Dad, She-Ra, Inspector Gadget, Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
Bosom Buddies.
Awesome. What?
Family Matters. Growing Pains. The Arsenio Hall Show.
Wow.
Full House.
Wow.
A Pup Named Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
American Gladiators.
I've been watching that. I've been watching that the documentary on Netflix about American Gladiators.
Uh-huh. I Was in Chipmunk. Mm-hmm. 227. And Wheel of Fortune.
A lot of black shows into the JV, brother.
Hey, listen. I mean, that's what it is. And Facebook user want to know who won the 80s show for Harvey. And Harvey, want to tell them what it was?
It was Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm. Miami Vice. And I'm not sure who Facebook user is, but that's who won the varsity 80s bracket. Now, I will name, I mean, Harvey wants to come on. Oh, that's Marianne. So, hello, Marianne.
Yeah.
If you ever come on and do the JV bracket, buddy,
yep.
I'm all for it. I'm never going to say no to it. You just got to pick a time, because even for this time, which is hard to do, but we just got to pick a time that we're both free. However, though, anybody's watching live or listening when this comes out, you want to come on and do one of these brackets, I will never, ever, ever say no to it. Just got to pick a time. However, though, you got to do a bracket that I already made, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are bitch to me. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.